Bake sales with cupcakes are on the endangered list as far as New York City schools are concerned. Amid cries that the cupcake cops have gone too far, the city is taking another tack. The health department is encouraging parents to try what might be called food-free fundraising. WNYC's Beth Fertig has more.
Flowers, jewelry, and student photos are some of the ideas. They're all explained in a 19-page booklet called Yes, You Can, a fresh look at healthy fundraisers for schools.
So now we're trying to get schools to get used to the idea of non-food fundraising.
Kathy Nonis is the health department's director of physical activity and nutritional programs.
And to reduce that idea that the only way that you can make money and the easiest way you can make money is through bake sales or food sales in general.
Here's where you're probably thinking, good luck with that. But she says many of the tips actually came from parent groups at three schools in and around Harlem.
Yeah, co-chairs of picture day or whatever. And you know,
one of them is Central Park East 2. Parent Association President Yanni Smith says the school has held some pretty lucrative non-food fundraisers.
I would say definitely picture day, we raised $1,000, I'm going to estimate. We had a raffle, we raised nearly $4,500.
What were you raffling?
Yankees tickets.
Really good.
Really good Yankees tickets.
Those came from a well-connected friend, but she says it's easy to find local vendors for the photos, some of whom are now listed in the health department's new brochure. The parents also sold student art printed on T-shirts and mugs. Smith says events like these raised more money than a pie sale the school held before the winter holidays.
I don't understand why people think a bake sale is easier. I really don't. You're only selling to the people who were there at the school at the time, whereas if you have, like, raffle tickets, you can sell to people on the subway.
Central Park East 2 is a small elementary school that's been particularly interested in health and wellness. Principal Naomi Smith cut out low-fat chocolate milk on most days, even though it's part of the city's improved school lunch menus. And she doesn't sell the small bags of packaged treats, including Doritos and granola bars, that are allowed under the fundraising policy.
We don't want to sell those things to the kids. We'll give it to them when it's a treat time, but we don't want to promote it and as a way to support our school.
Central Park East now has an active parent association that supports these policies, but parent Julie Atwell admits she initially clashed with the principal.
Because I wanted to do a chocolate fundraiser for right before Easter. And she was like, no, you can't do chocolate. It's against our health and wellness policy. And I was like, but it's going to make lots of money. And I mean, she's right.
The city's health department hopes other parents will feel the same way. About 200 brochures promoting healthy fundraisers were given out to parent groups in East and Central Harlem in January. But fundraisers are usually planned in the fall, so it was too late. And many parents contacted by WNYC didn't know about the brochures. The health department says it's preparing more outreach. With principals planning to cut their budgets by another 4%, parents may be ready to listen to any ideas that can help them raise money for schools. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.